From the front lines.
It's not going to work, man.
From the tailgates. Representing KGYR and its stakeholders. We are the Forum for the Fans. The Bleed Blue Show. Flying solo, here's your host, Steve.
Yeah, we are the Forum for the Fans of Bleed Blue Show, NBA playoff second round action on the Knickerbocker Avenue Fan Forum. The website is bleedblueshow.com. Audio archive episodes on iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, and your Stitcher apps. Right now on the way, we have a game in session. I wouldn't even call it the game. I would just call it an ass whooping, you could call it. The Cavaliers are definitely going to be on their way to a 2-0 series lead over the Toronto Raptors. Other series, Rockets, Spurs, Warriors, Jazz, and also Spurs and Rockets. So when it comes to the Bleed Blue Show with the NBA playoffs, we've done this for a couple of years now. It's not competitive like the way we want it, man. The Cavaliers Raptors series is a snooze fest. There's too many highlights by the Cavs, not enough action by the Raptors. They're outplayed, outmatched, outdone. So this series isn't going to be over no more than five games. The series in the East clearly is Wizards-Celtics. Clearly Wizards-Celtics. One of the best performances I've ever seen. Definitely in the top 10 with Isaiah Thomas. Not the Detroit Pistons one, but the Boston Celtics guard going for 53 in an overtime victory over the Wizards. And not too shabby by John Wall as well. But love what I'm seeing. Love it, love it, love it. Now, Wizards-Celtics series is absolutely entertaining. All locked in. Rocket Spurs. We're going to see what the Spurs are going to do in game two. We got to expect that the Spurs are going to bounce back. You got to kind of feel that. And also Warriors-Jazz. When it comes to the Warriors, I think they're going to handle the Jazz probably in five, no more than six, probably five, though. Jazz, nice team, good team. We like, we talked about it here on the Bleed Blue Show. Gordon Hayward and Joe Johnson, Rudy Gobert. They got nice pieces, but the Warriors is just an all different type of team, a historic team. We already know the main players. Stephen Curry, Klay Thompson, of course, Kevin Durant, Draymond Green, and you got a whole bench, pretty much a bench that's good as some teams starting five here in the NBA. But those are your final eight teams right now as we are into the second round NBA playoffs. And we want to get insight because, you know, quick show because we got to watch the games, man. Got to watch the games. But Knickerbocker Avenue Fan Forum, NBA playoff second round action. The live stream on BleedBlueShow.com. We thank those who listen to us on the web as well, and audio archived on iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, and Stitcher apps. But let's get some feedback from stakeholders. Let's get some feedback what they think of the second round. Check out our episodes as well before we get on. On BleedBlueShow.com, the podcast tab, they're talking sports, man. All right, so let's do this. I'm going to see. I think this is Lou. I'm going to ask him a question about that Wizards-Celtics series. Got to get him a quick question. Hey, Lou, what's up? How's everything?
I'm here, gentlemen.
Hey, let's talk about this playoffs, man.
Sure.
Give me your thoughts.
Well, I'm hoping it's going to be a competitive series, but I do think the Celtics are going to take it.
You don't think it's been competitive now?
Well, I mean, yeah, sure, but, you know, I'm hoping to be a continue. I'm hoping it goes at least to a sixth game.
Mm-hmm.
But I do think those Celtics, of course, are going to win. You know, Washington has, you know, Wall, and he's an excellent player. But Celtics, I think, have a little bit more offense that's going to get them through this. Remember, I picked them to go to the final. I think they can beat Cleveland.
Mm-hmm.
So
you're talking about the Washington Wizards, you're saying?
No, the Celtics to...
Oh, the Celtics. Oh, okay.
To win the East, yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
What about that performance by Isaiah Thomas?
I think Washington is good, but they're not that good.
What do you think about Isaiah Thomas's performance last night?
Phenomenal. 53 points. That was an excellent game. I mean, that was, Wall was no slouch either. 40 points. You gotta give Isaiah credit though for what he's gone through the last couple of weeks, and he, you know, really went out there and gave his all despite the tragedy that has surrounded him the last couple of weeks. You really gotta give him credit. He's giving his all.
Yeah, he has.
You know, some
he definitely has.
Some can look at as a distraction and like, well, look what happened. I can't think. I can't concentrate on my game or whatever. But that didn't happen for Isaiah. He played out there, came out stronger than ever.
Yeah. His fourth quarter was phenomenal. I think he had I'm thinking 24 points at the end of three quarters. He tacked on another, I believe, 19 points in the fourth quarter, and then he had 11 in the overtime, or
right.
Something like that, 10 in the overtime, something like that, something crazy. But you know what about his game I love is his ability to get into the paint. He's only 5'9", we already know that, but he could get to the paint at will. I love his toughness, man. He's hard to stop because he goes to the free throw line and shoots at a 90% clip. You can't. It's like he's almost damn near impossible to stop. And he gets those pick-and-roll matchups. You see Gortat on him. You know, he's going to dance on him, cross him over. He's going to shoot over him and go right by him. He can't do him. Can't do him at all.
No, you can't. They're trying to stop a bulldozer.
What about on the Wizards side of things? I mean, we already know. You said Wall got 40 points. But where's Bradley Beal? Isn't Bradley Beal, doesn't he have a big contract? I haven't seen a lot of him. I see Otto Porter knocked down a couple of perimeter shots.
Yeah.
But what about these other guys, the role players? They scored. Like, I think every player that played for the Wizards in game two actually was in double digits. They have a short rotation. Everybody did play, and they did score. But what did they got to do, Lou, to stop the Celtics?
Well, you said they had a small rotation, but I think maybe they need a bigger rotation.
You want to play more players for the Wizards?
Yeah, and more high scores. It's just Wall can't do this by himself. Everybody's got to get in there. But I don't see it happening. Still, I mean, Washington's going to give it a good fight, but in the end, it's going to be the Celtics. Celtics got all the right cylinders.
Let me ask you this: I thought about something.
Okay.
Is it even possible to place a blame on John Wall at the end of regulation? He hasn't had that signature NBA moment yet that I can remember, as far as in the big game. He had his opportunity at the end of the fourth quarter to went in on a buzzer beater and he missed the jump shot. Do you get on him on that despite the 40-plus points? The 40 points?
Nah, you ain't gonna. It can happen to anybody. I wouldn't be so quick to harp on him.
Well, here's the thing though. Look, the difference between him and Isaiah Thomas. Isaiah Thomas showed up in the overtime. John Wall, I don't even think he scored in the overtime. I only think he had 5 points in the fourth quarter. So he got a bulk of his points when they were cruising, like quarters one through three. But he was non-existent scoring-wise in the fourth quarter. So, yeah, we could blame Bradley Beal. Of course, Otto Porter here and there. He made it open shots when he needed to. Morris, he played a little bit more this time around. But when it comes to John Wall, and if you're going to put the team on his back, if you get all the credit when things go good, why not the blame when you have the chance to tie the series?
Yeah, you had a chance, but you just took a bad shot. I mean, I can't win anybody. You know, thankfully it wasn't a decisive game, though.
Well, obviously it did, because once it got into the overtime, they disappeared.
I mean, the decisive game won the series. You know, there's still a chance that Washington could come back, but it remains to be seen. But
how much percentage you put in on that? How much percentage you put in on that?
In round numbers, I'll say about 25.
So you think the Celtics are going to split in D.C. games 3 and 4?
Yeah, I do. But of course,
okay,
Celtics winning.
Okay, so you can see Celtics taking one of those games in D.C. Okay.
Oh,
okay.
Yes.
But what about as far as the Celtics side of things? You have Jay Crowder playing well. He's a tough guy on defense. Marcus Smart coming off the bench. Avery Bradley. They are a defensive-minded type of team. I know Isaiah Thomas doesn't play a lot of defense. You notice they put Isaiah Thomas on, like, they don't put him on John Wall. They throw him in the corner on Otto Porter or something. They throw at Avery Bradley on John Wall. And I saw Avery Bradley had a key steal after, I think, John Wall tried to go behind the back, and he bounced the ball off his foot, and Avery Bradley took it for a layup. I think those type of matchups, the cross matchups, Lou, favor the Celtics in this type of series, defensively.
Yeah, I think I had to agree with you on that one.
Uh-huh. All right. Well, what about this Cavaliers-Raptors series? I mean, are you even watching this blowout? Or is this over?
No.
It's over before it began,
no.
Right?
Over, you know, even before the pregame started.
So the pregame.
If you catch my drift.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah,
so
the Raptors, this thing is done in four. Yeah.
I thought the Raptors were more competitive last year. It seemed like the game's in Cleveland. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't recall. I'm actually surprised right now as this game is going in the fourth quarter, the Cavaliers are up big and they still have LeBron in the game. Like, why? What's the point? You know? Don't even risk it. You know, take them out.
No.
So you have no comment on Raptors and
Raptors and the Cavs series at all, to be honest with you. I really didn't. I thought Cleveland would just, like, manhandle them, and they are. It's almost like a joke.
Yeah, the Cavaliers are up 30 on the Raptors. So this thing's over in 4 or 5. I think that's pretty much the ultimate question. Is it over in 4 or 5?
At this point, 4.
Ooh. So I think the most competitive game of this series is going to be game 3. You know, the first home game for the Raptors in this series. I think they could. I'm not saying they're going to win. I think they could take them. They could sneak a home win on them. I think the Raptors are that. I give them that, a little bit of that. Some respect,
yeah,
to take one on the home court of the on their home court versus the Cavaliers. Either or, this thing is over, man, in 4 or 5. Especially if the Cavaliers win game 3, it is definitely over. They have no answer. I mean, here's the bigger picture, Lou. How do you stop Cleveland going forward? I mean, they have all these snipers. It's kind of like they're almost a mirror image of each other, meaning the Houston Rockets of the West, and we'll talk about them in a few, and the Cleveland Cavaliers, where you have one primary – you got two ball handlers on the Cavaliers. But they got three-point shooters all over the court. Korver and Shannon Frye, J.R. Smith, Kyrie Irving. Even Shumpert here and there can knock down the three, every blue. But Kevin Love, I mean, you have three-point shooters everywhere. How do you stop that? Or do you? Or can you?
Can you? That's the thing. I don't think you can.
Really?
That's a built machine right there. I don't think you can stop them.
It would take somebody
in
a different
conference.
Unless
you put the air out of the ball.
Yeah. So what if you at this point? There's no way you stop LeBron James. He's going to do what he does.
Maybe
to a degree, you could try to contain Kyrie Irving, but there's no game plan from the Raptors, man. I mean, Kyle Lowry and DeRozan and Jonas Valanciunas and even PJ Tucker, they got in the trade, and Serge Ibaka, they got in the trade. Like, all these guys that they acquired and traded mid-season has not panned out. It's like almost damn near a waste. No players. So no thoughts on the Raptors-Cavaliers. It is what it is at this point, huh?
It is what it is. I think the sooner the series is over, the better for the Raptors.
If sure enough, I hear that. Now,
I mean, you're done.
Houston and San Antonio, how do you feel about this series? I mean, we're just starting this one. We're just getting underway.
That's
going to
be
how
a
feel
dog
about Rockets first?
Yeah.
Okay, now tell
us
how you feel about this.
Look, I know that the first game was a blowout by Houston, but you know what? I see this as more as a closing the contest down the way through. I see this going 7, and I still think the Spurs are going to come back and win this whole thing.
Okay. So
once they get their act together.
So basically, the Rockets, they made like 22 three-pointers, I believe. That's a lot. They're
That's
not going to keep that up. I don't.
No.
They're not going to keep. But let me ask you this. I'll put it like this. I'll put up the question like this.
Yes.
How many threes at minimum do Houston have to make to stay relevant in the series? Is it 10? Is it 22 is ridiculous. 10, 15.
Insane.
At what number do you think? So if they don't make that, you don't think if the Rockets make 22 threes, they have a chance in the series?
You know, I don't think they'll need that much. I think maybe about 9.
9, okay. That's pretty good for that team. You know, that's pretty fair.
Yeah, because 15, I think, is a little bit, it's kind of like borderline ridiculous. I mean, you have to be really good to get that.
Yeah.
So I think around 9 would be more realistic.
Fair enough. I definitely understand that. And here's the thing. In that game where the Rockets blew out the Spurs, and that was actually a shock to me because Lou, you've been watching sports or basketball for a long time, as I have. And I can't recall a Spurs team getting destroyed like that at home in the playoffs under Popovich. Period.
No.
You know? Now, I think I remember Popovich wasn't the coach. I think it may have been Larry Brown. When they were running against the same Rockets franchise, when they had Olajuwon used to give it to Robinson. I think that was in 95, I think. 94, 95, I can't remember. It was Robinson's MVP.
94.
I remember that. And Rockets went into the Alamo Dome and gave it to the Spurs. But I don't think it was like what we saw the other night. And here's the thing, like, the upside of the Rockets is you didn't have a game where – James Harden went for like 35, 8, and 7. His normal numbers in this playoffs, like he was doing against OKC. He's kind of, you know, he only had like a quiet 20, and they won by what? Almost damn near 25, 30 points. What do you think the Spurs got to do to win this, man? What do you think the Spurs got to do, man, to take one at home, man? How do you look at this with the Spurs?
Yeah, well, Harden's going to start his game, and the debacle that they got in that heated argument when they went face to face with each other, you know, that's got to stop too. You know, you got to put your mind on the game and forget all the trash talking of it that was going on, because you saw what happened in Game 1 with Harden and you know and how that turned out. Oof.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so you know, you got to put that all aside and just concentrate on the game. And you know, take more attempts at the three-point line, and you'll get right back in this series. I mean, this series is far from over.
It's definitely far from over. It's
an
one
impressive
game at
win,
a time.
Yes, but am I to say this is over? No, come on.
What about the Spurs, though? I mean, Kawhi Leonard is fine. What about LaMarcus Aldridge or Danny Green or Paul Gasol? Like guys that. Patty Mills, like, what do you expect from those type of players to make an impact in the series?
Well, I expect a lot better from them than they did in the game 1, that's for sure. They just step up. I mean, they were just flat Monday night. It's like they forgot to show up. They got to get their heads in the game. And right now, Cleveland is beating up on Toronto 110-83, 6:40 to go in the fourth.
Yeah, well, thank you for the sports update. But anyway, as far as the Spurs, my thing is they're a perimeter-driven team, kind of like almost Clevelandish. They have three-point shooters all over the court. Harden's their primary ball handler. I think they're going to have to get physical with them, meaning the Spurs are going to have to get physical with the Rockets. A guy like LaMarcus Aldridge, a guy that came over in free agency, he's been real quiet, man. I think he needs to have some sort of a Tim Duncan type. Yeah, Tim Duncan type again. Kind of needs like 26, 27, and 12 or something like that. 27 points, 12 rebounds. He needs to work the inside, meaning the Rockets are a small lineup. They run with Clint Capella, and they have a bunch of shooters like Eric Gordon, Trevor Ariza, Ryan Anderson. And so, this is really more about Ryan Anderson. They need to go inside and get some of these shooters, Trevor Ariza or Ryan Anderson, into foul trouble. I think that's the way you counter all this three-point shooting. They may have to slow the game down because I don't think the Spurs want to play an up-tempo game versus Mike D'Antoni and all that three-point shooting because you're going to get what you got the other night, you know?
Yes. You get what you get.
Well, you have any additional thoughts on Rockets Spurs? You said the Spurs are gonna come back and win the series, right?
Oh yeah.
Why is that though? Like, what would make you think that they will? I don't disagree, but I just want to hear your input on that.
Harden, Leonard, these guys, okay, so they got a little hiccup. They're gonna get their act together. They're too good to go down like this in the second round. They're too good. Don't let game one score discourage or anything like that. This team has what it takes to make it to the finals. They're gonna give it their all.
All right, Warriors and Jazz. How do you feel about that series? Over in 4 or 5? Is it going 6, 7? How do you feel about Warriors
five.
Jazz right now?
Five for Warriors.
Five. You
for
give
Warriors.
The Jazz win. So
no,
the Jazz win in game two, game three. Jazz are not going to win.
No. Maybe game three, but that's about it. You can't stop the Warriors.
It's too much Warriors, huh?
Oh yeah. Yeah, it makes the Jazz look like a high school team.
I mean, the Jazz are a nice story. It's a good team. I like what they've done in the offseason, adding the veterans like Boris Diaw, Joe Johnson, George Hill. But as nice as the team, Rudy Gobert, I mean, this is the Warriors are just another level. You know, it's almost damn near unfair.
Yeah, it didn't stack up. Even on paper, this match did not stack up. Not to me, anyway.
It didn't stack up, huh?
No.
So I'll put it like this. You say Jazz wins one in game three. I'm actually with you on that. I think it's going to be Warriors in five. So in essence, we go back to these series. You said Celtics are going to win the East. So that means Celtics get past the Wizards. That means, okay, we already know about Cleveland, so Cleveland in four, you say Spurs in how many games over the Rockets?
I'm still thinking it's going to go the distance. I think it's going to go seven.
Okay. So it's going to go seven, so it'll be a game seven in San Antonio. It will be a fun series. Houston and San Antonio, Battle of Texas. That's actually a good series, man. And that's going to be
two-step.
Yeah, that Texas two-step.
My sister-in-law's in Texas, so.
Oh, yeah. Oh, who's she a fan of?
She's more of a, neither one of them. She would, if she was a fan, she would probably say more of the Mavericks.
The Mavericks, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Which wasn't it was an okay team. They're a little undermanned. They need to be in rebuild mode, but decent team this year, the Dallas Mavericks. Not good enough for the West, but okay team to watch here and there. But and of course you said Warriors in five. We'll definitely see how this thing goes, Lou. Is there any other surprises? If you could give me any player from any series, in the second round to watch out for? I mean, we already know about Isaiah Thomas. What player we have not named in any of the games, any of the teams that you say we should all be on the lookout for?
You know, there's a lot of them. That's kind of a tough one. There's so many of them.
All right, pick one.
I gotta think about that one. That's really a toss up. I really gotta think about that one.
I will go. Let me think. I think a guy like underratedly, Lou Williams from the Rockets could get me a 30-point game if
he
shot the ball.
He's
one guy. I don't want to pick nobody from the Warriors. The Jazz, I think you already know who everybody is. Everybody is what they are.
Right.
The Celtics and Wizards. Bradley Beal. He doesn't count. I think Otto Porter is another guy. Maybe if they needed a second scorer and Bradley Beal didn't want to step up to the table, I could see Otto Porter giving more scoring output that maybe we should be on the lookout for in the home games in Washington D.C. I think that's probably the guy I may lean on as a sleeper. He has the shooting ability. He's a 3-point maker in this league. I think he's a guy that Wall's probably going to lean on for additional scoring. I can't see it from Morris or Gortat. And if Beal's going to be as quiet as he is, I think the default is Otto Porter's asleep. I think that's probably going to be my sleeper to get maybe a sleeper 30-point game, man. It's possible. We'll see.
It's possible.
Any final thoughts, Lou, on the NBA playoff second-round action?
So far, it's going almost as expected, except for that little hiccup they had with game one in the Western Conference semis. But other than that, it's been going just as I expected.
Just as you expected. That Houston game caught you off guard.
Except for the Houston San Antonio game one. Other than that, yes.
What was your first reaction? Did you see that game in its entirety, or did you wake up to the game?
Bits and pieces, because they're going back and forth between other games as well. So I didn't see the whole thing. I saw it more like a condensed version.
Ah, gotcha. All right, cool, man. Man, Lou, I really appreciate you coming on, talking NBA playoff second round action here.
My pleasure.
On the Bleep Blue Show, man. Absolutely. That will be the conclusion of the NBA playoffs second round action. We thank Lou for joining in, giving his expertise on the last 8 teams remaining here in the second round of the 2017 NBA playoffs. Like we said, check out our episodes of the Bleed Blue Show on audio archived on iTunes, Podcast Republic, TuneIn, and your Stitcher apps. Good quick episode. Up to date speed of what we think of the playoffs. And as Lou said, I think Celtics Cavaliers is looking like the Eastern Conference Finals. I'm going to say Spurs Warriors. I think the Spurs will bounce back. Sangre Azul Bleed Blue.
Can you dig it? Can you dig it? Can you dig it?
Bleep blue, 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 bleep blue.